I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, we do it each and every Monday here on the program. We play Writer Than Right Trivia. This is the portion of the program where I hand it over to Kevin.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Yes, before we get into the game, we'll update people on our schedule. Of course, you can go to Cerrito.net to find out where you can play trivia and music bingo around the Mid-South. We're about to get underway with a game of Writer Than Right Trivia. We will ask questions today that we will be asking later on in the week at trivia nights all around town. We play trivia on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, somewhere near you. You can find the school full schedule at Cerrito.net. Locations include Max's Sports Bar there, downtown Memphis on South Main, our newest place in DeSoto County. Wednesday night's Mugshots in Olive Branch, where George will be on Wednesday, giving away a $100 gift card to the winning team every single Wednesday. And our newest Thursday spot out there in Cordova, where the Leonard's in Cordova. It's in the parking lot of
the Malco.
The Malco movie theater, the old Abner's location. But we got trivia now in Cordova on Thursday, 6:30. The only place where you can win Gus's Fried Chicken while you play trivia here in Memphis. But we got a brand new music bingo location starting tomorrow. Very excited. We'll be out in Germantown Tuesday nights in Germantown, 6:30 at the new Half Shell out there. You know, Half Shell moved.
Poplar and Forest Hill?
Yes, it's real. Yeah, it's right there next to, it's the old
Let It Fly. Upon a time it was a McAllister's.
Yes, and then it was
Let It Fly.
Let It Fly most recently, and now it is Half Shell. And we'll have music bingo there on Tuesdays, 6:30, starting this week. Come see me out there. I'll be out there. And this one's cool because we do a lot of different promotions, Jeffrey, at these music bingo nights. You can go to them. It's pint night. There's two for one deals. There's appetizer deals, right, George? Every place has got some type of different deal going on, it seems like, where we're doing trivia and bingo at. But this one, we've never done this before. But during music bingo, Tuesday nights in Germantown at Half Shell, it's kids eat free, Jeffrey.
All right.
Kids eat free at the Half Shell. So you get one free kids meal with each adult entree purchase. That will be during music bingo. We're going to have a fun time. Kids are welcome. 6:30 start at Half Shell in Germantown. But it is time for trivia. We got a great prize today.
$25 gift card to Denstals, baby. And we welcome to the program Terrence. Terrence, how you feeling?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Glad you're playing with us, buddy.
All right, Terrence, your job is trying to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you'll win. Of course, you just got to play honorably in order to win the prize. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time if you miss a question, and vice versa in the event that does happen during the game. The game that we call Right or the Right Trivia, which starts right now.
That sounds like a banger, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Shout out to Brad. Yeah.
Do you want to start with current events or history?
Let's see, current events.
Current events. SpaceX rockets have done a lot of things, but for the first time ever, one of them crashed into what earlier this month while traveling at about 5,400 miles per hour?
The moon, right?
The moon is correct. That is correct. SpaceX rocket crashed into the moon earlier this month. We're going to go to history for you, Jeffrey. The Battle of Saratoga is often taught as a turning point in what war?
Revolutionary.
The Revolutionary War is correct. The American Revolutionary War. We're tied up 1-1. Might be in for a high-scoring affair today. We've got fitness or science.
Yep, me either.
Being parents isn't interested in. I guess I'll say fitness.
Fitness? You saying
yes.
Fitness? All right, you saying fitness. All right. Ditch the workout, join the party is the slogan of what fitness method developed by a Colombian dancer and claims to have over 200,000 locations in 189 countries. I think George knows this.
Zumba?
Zumba is correct. Yes, Zumba.
I'm in trouble.
Have you Zumba'd before, Jeffrey?
No. I'm unfamiliar with the work.
Science. Silkworms and what flying creatures are the only domesticated insects that aren't used directly for eating or experimenting? Silkworms and what flying creatures are the only domesticated insects that aren't used directly for eating or experimenting?
Or experimenting. Bees?
Bees is correct, yes. Okay. Honeybees. Honeybees, domesticated insects.
I didn't know if that would be experiment, like.
Yeah, you got it. We're tied up 2-2. We got movies or television?
Movies.
What character has Matt Damon portrayed in theatrical releases of 4 films?
What
character has Matt Damon portrayed in theatrical releases in the theatrical releases of 4 films?
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne is correct.
God,
so quick.
I was wondering. I was like, oh, could this
could have been your steal. Could have been your steal. He had it, though. Jeffrey, you're going to television. Starting in 1979, PBS pioneered the genre of televised home improvement content with This Old House, which was hosted by what famous guy for the first 10 years? Early, very early in your childhood here. Starting in 1979, PBS pioneered the genre of televised home improvement content with This Old House, hosted by what famous guy for the first 10 years?
Who would have been on PBS?
Both steals are out there. Neither player has missed a question yet. All of these questions will be asked.
The guess I have is wrong, but I...
All right, let's hear it.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross is incorrect. Do you want to steal? Do you want to save that?
I'll save it.
All right, this is an old school PBS question, home improvement question. I only know this guy because of Home Improvement, but I believe he was referenced on that show. Bob Vila. Bob Vila! You were so close. You had Bob right, but Bob Vila. Apparently PBS did. Bob Ross also on PBS.
Well, the only reason I knew is like, I know the painting was on there, but...
Yeah. Lots of Bobs on PBS. Jeffrey now.
3-2. Terrence leads.
Down by 1. Computers or video games?
Video games.
What colorful condiment is the favorite food of Pikachu?
What? Colorful condiment, Pikachu food?
Yeah, favorite food. Pikachu is the favorite food of Pikachu.
My kids are going to kill me. now, later. I don't have anything.
And you're right. We finally have a miss there. So, we're here. Jeffrey, you have a chance to tie it with.
I'm literally like racking my brain, so I'm going to say nothing. I'm not stealing.
All right. So, colorful condiments, the favorite food of Pikachu. George, you don't know it. It's ketchup. Ketchup.
Okay.
Colorful condiments. It's ketchup.
I literally was like,
what else?
I thought
could have been mustard,
I just guessed ketchup.
Yeah, in fairness, all companies have some form of color, though.
They do. Could have been Chick-fil-A sauce. It could have been anything. Yes. You had a few guesses if you didn't know it. Computers for you, Jeffrey. On a standard keyboard, ASDFJKL is known as what row? ASDFJKL on a standard keyboard is known as what row?
primary?
That is not what we're looking for. Do you all have right. steel? Your steel out there, right?
Terrence does have a steel if he wants it.
You want a steel?
Yeah, I think it may have changed. It was the home piece.
It is known as what row? What
he's saying
row?
The home.
It is known as home row. Are we giving credit here, George? I think we
said home
credit?
Keys. I mean that's home, like that's home keys.
Known as home. Home.
You asked what row, and he said home keys. Home. So yeah, I think that counts.
That is your home row. Your home row position. If you had to take computer typing, do they still do that class? Is that still offered, George?
I took it in seventh grade.
I was about to say I remember that in middle school. The old keyboard cover on it too.
Home row, what does that make the score here?
It's 4-2.
4-2.
Very unusual situation going into the final round. Jeffrey is down 2. He's going to write his wager. Has been written. What do you want to wager there?
Terrence, what's your wager? I've already given Kevin mine.
Just one.
All right.
He's going to wager 1. Playing it safe. Jeffrey's wagering everything. Has 2 points written down on his legal pad here. You can see on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. X, the everything app. Okay. Final category is songs about other songs. Songs about other songs. You want question A or B?
A.
Question A. He's wagering 1, which would put him at 5 points. Unless, if he misses it here, goes down to 3, you could steal.
I could steal.
You could still win. This is going to be a
correct.
We could go a bunch of different directions here at the end of this week's game. All right. Songs about other songs. What song by Eric Church do these lyrics come from? Quote, even though you're a million miles away, when you hear Born in the USA, you relive those glory days. Songs about other songs. What's that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's your question. I don't think you have to worry about a steal, though.
You're naming the song here. These are songs about other songs. What song by Eric Church do these lyrics come from? The lyrics are, quote, even though you're a million miles away, when you hear Born in the USA, you relive those glory days.
I am not familiar, but since he's quoting this artist, I'll just say Springsteen.
You're not familiar, but you will say the correct answer. Springsteen
yes.
is correct. Springsteen is the correct song by Eric Church. They give you 1 point to put you at 5.
Yeah, he wins.
You win. There's no way to lose. There's no way to lose. Jeffrey can get his question right. What an impressive game here today.
I called Jeffrey on an off day. That's
no, you beat me. I when you answered right off the bat, I was like, I'm in trouble.
Congratulations. You have won. You want your question, Jeffrey?
Yeah,
we're going to play the final whistle. All right. The Wikipedia page for what song by One Direction has this to say about it. Most critics agree, this is a quote from the Wikipedia page about this song by One Direction. Most critics agree that the song was good, but some claim that the song did not live up to its title. It's a song by One Direction. Most critics agree that the song was good, but some claim that the song did not live up to its title.
What's the name? The only one I can think is like that, like, you don't even know you're beautiful. Is that them? Or is that the bro?
That is them. That is not the song title. Do you know, George?
Not a clue.
Terrence, you know? You want another point for your score? What?
Yeah, it's Best Song Ever.
It is Best Song Ever. That is correct. The Best Song Ever is not
the best song ever.
Wow.
I mean, wow. Terrence, that's a full beatdown. Congratulations.
Could this be a preview of Memphis versus UNLV this weekend?
That's a 6-0 win.
I hope so.
All right, that was a 6-0 win.
6-0 win.
I don't ever recall. I'm gonna have to text Calkins here on the break and see if he can remember a 6-0 finish.
Well, I actually did the last Right or Right tribute with Calkins on this last show, so and I lost at a buzzer beater to Jeffrey. So this is my get back. So
I very rarely have to go all in.
Yeah, very rare. I mean, this was a very unique finish. Congratulations, well deserved victory. Getting that $25 to Dentsels. Congratulations, Terrence.
Thanks, guys.
These questions will be really easy for you if you come out to trivia this week.
I should have gone with Bob Vila. It was the only home improvement name I knew. It's like, well, it's not Tim Allen.
Right. They really put him.
Bob Vila was like
on the map for home improvement. If you didn't know who he was by the 90s, you knew that he was the home improvement.
I should have just gone with that.
Should have.
Started playing from behind.
Yeah. It's harder to win that way. But Cerrito.net, find out where we're playing trivia this week, and you can hear these questions and have a huge advantage over the other teams for being a loyal listener here to Rider Than Right Trivia on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, we have quite the interesting story here. Has anyone heard of the Assorted Crackers podcast?
I have not listened to that.
Neither have I.
We will tell you why it has got a fascinating headline, and it involves the FBI, Lane Kiffin, and a Assorted Crackers podcast. We'll put it all together when we come back right after this. Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
ESPN. All right. It may be week zero. It's not week three yet. But apparently the Ole Miss-LSU rivalry never sleeps. Walker Jones, who is the director of the Grove Collective, that is Ole Miss's NIL collective, sat down with the gentleman of the Assorted Crackers podcast. And this is a clip from that podcast that has caught a little bit of attention.
Championship, which we were a minute away from playing for it, and then rebuilding it. And so a lot of sleepless nights. As a matter of fact, I spent several nights sleeping at the Manning Center, and we worked 24/7 to keep our roster and to keep the program going. And what people don't realize too is half the staff was going to LSU. Yeah. So we literally had to have two different text threads, two different staff meetings. We had to ask coaches to leave the room. We had to no hall room conversations. Nothing written down, nothing written on the grease boards in the office, because half the staff was literally, we were going to be competing against.
It's like espionage spy games.
Well, and we actually had the FBI come through and walk the building for bugs and for everything.
Because, really?
Yeah, we knew kind of what was in Baton Rouge. And
wow.
We knew how they operated. So literally, I remember getting on my knees and looking underneath the desk, like checking for, like, is there some sort of bug in my office? Somebody was like, what are you doing? I'm like, you just trust me. You don't know this guy like I do.
Yeah. So,
all right, boys. Fair or foul? I mean, I guess to a certain degree, like, you got to protect yourself in your operation. I'm also willing to kind of contextually, that was a very emotional time. They were very worried about tampering.
I mean, better safe than sorry, right? I mean, we've got...
I think there's kind of a weird, like, do I really think that he would bug the office?
You don't know him like they do.
But if you told me it was a concern, I think you're right, Kevin. Better safe than sorry.
So the guy talking was Walker Jones. He co-founded the Grove Collective. So
correct.
So he's down there on campus, and we've got Lane Kiffin is left, and so then he's talking kind of about. Around the time he left, right? So he's gone, but some of his coaches that are leaving are still there I mean, that's got
to be. And they were trying to keep some, like some that even had gone to LSU. They were trying to either negotiate to bring them back, or they were trying, like with Charlie Weiss, I think they made him a very significant offer to make him the long-term offensive coordinator.
And so there had to be lots of awkward anxiety because you didn't know who to trust. They were the people that you were actually talking to, honestly. And so it goes to the next level. Like, not only the people in front of you, you don't know if they are working now for the ops, if they're really a Kiffin guy or an Ole Miss guy. So you're trying to figure all that. While on top of it, he's saying they were concerned that part of that the office could have been bugged. Why would Lane Kiffin want to or go to those means? What would be, because if you get caught doing it, that seems like that would be.
So the.
Was there no evidence?
I think what you would say is, so Lane leaves, Pete takes over the office.
Yes.
Pete was obviously going to have conversations with players that were currently on the team about potentially staying.
Well,
so therefore you would.
I mean, you have Trinidad. They wanted to take Trinidad, you know, right? Lacey wanted, they wanted everybody they could get.
Well, I think the reason why you would be, you would not. You wouldn't want Lane Kiffin hearing exactly what the conversations were.
You do. Well, you would not want that. But why would Lane want to be hearing those?
Because you can find out how much money.
The risk getting caught that you bug the office.
Well, you can hear. You could hear what the offer would be, what the pitch would be, and you could theoretically combat the message.
Well, is the risk and reward balance there for Lane Kiffin? That's why I don't think he would. Like, could he? The risk of doing that and getting caught versus the reward of doing that and getting just a tad bit of information. Like, you're either going to get these guys or you're not, whether you have inside information or not. He had already had enough inside information being their coach.
I think the other possibility is, I think this might have been what Walker was hinting at. You tell me, George, if you agree. I wonder if the concern is Kiffin having conversations with Pete Golding, an aggressive recruiter, and wondering if you could get evidence of tampering and keep that in your back pocket. It's like a blackmail type thing.
Oh, I could totally see that. I mean,
I think they're less worried about the conversations about negotiations and more worried about that.
I mean, with what we've already found out now about some of Golding's tactics, if you will, when it comes to recruiting.
Well, and
that could certainly.
And the Ole Miss side of things has always said, well, you don't know what LSU is doing.
Well, I mean, if you're Ole Miss, you do not. Nobody wants anywhere that they're at being bugged, right? So I understand, like, no matter what it is, it can be anywhere.
But I think the primary question is how realistic would it be to believe that Lane Kiffin was bugging his previous office?
I could see the paranoia setting in because it's such an unusual situation to the point that there's the Lane Kiffin rule in the Senate bill, right? Like, there is this, like, you're going to the playoffs. You are achieving what you have set out to achieve and your coach is leaving, which happens all the time. And when they leave, they take people with them. But the season was still in progress and the recruit, you know, of and this current landscape of college football.
You were trying to retain
with the NIL,
some of
trying to retain people, and it involves money and negotiations. Like, there's a. The paranoia was there. I could see more than just this Walker Jones, who's in charge of the Grove Collective, who was on this Assorted Crackers podcast, which, is it an all Ole Miss podcast? Or?
So here's the...
Or do they actually talk about snacks?
Here is the blurb from their YouTube or from their Apple podcast page. Life gets better when we make room for things that keep our flame lit. We're three guys in the second half of life exploring passions, pursuits, and everyday escapes that recharge our batteries and restore our spirits. Talking to listeners of any age who want to live with more intention and enjoyment. Bourbon, college football, hunting, fishing, 80s culture, other random escapes. Interviews from the show have been cited by national media outlets and featured in other
major news aggregators. You can follow us on Instagram at 3AssortedCrackers, YouTube, 3AssortedCrackers, and email the show at 3AssortedCrackers@gmail.com. So I do not think that it is specifically...
Not sports? Is it Ole Miss? Is it based in Mississippi, or is it...
It seemed like they definitely had a relationship with Walker Jones.
Yeah. A clever name. I mean, that's you know, my favorite part of a trivia night is best team name, and you can come up with a clever name. A clever name for a podcast for especially these guys. But somehow, I mean, have they... We're learning about them. We'll do a deeper dive into their history and who, what other guests they have had on here. But the important thing is that Walker Jones was on about going into the weekend, I guess. He was on the podcast that dropped, and now as people listen, it's making headlines over there on ESPN. The headline, of course, Ole Miss had FBI sweep for bugs after Lane Kiffin's exit for LSU. So we could see the reason why Ole Miss could be paranoid. You're giving me some reasons. I still don't buy why Lane Kiffin would actually do it. But then
I'm kind of in the same boat. But I mean, I do know that
Ole
Miss decision makers, by the end, the Kiffin relationship was extremely
anything was possible. And I'm not
strained. I don't know. There was a lack of trust.
I do not at all question the decision to check for it. Right? I think the paranoia, like, if it just eases your concerns, do it, right? Like, yeah, sometimes you got to do something just
take
a breath and not be concerned about it.
Even if you don't think it, I can sit there and go, we got the people here. Can you just check?
But they got the FBI involved. So that's like this, and that's not just like they got, the IT students or something from campus to come check.
I mean, I presume they were off duty.
But they got... The FBI? You said we actually had the FBI come through and walk the building for bugs and for everything.
If you're going to don't you have to have, like, proper cause of suspicion? I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying. How does the FBI just, like, I think this area is bugged?
I took it more as, like, hey, we know some guys that are in the FBI. Could they come and...
So they had some,
quick
like, off-duty
over,
FBI guys?
Yeah, that's kind of how I took it, but that was an interpretation. That was clearly not stated.
We don't know. There was not a follow-up by the assorted crackers.
There was not in that clip.
Not in that clip.
Right.
Well, we got to listen. We have not had time to listen to the entirety of it. We're looking at quotes and seeing some of these shortened. What I said, we knew kind of what was in Baton Rouge, and we knew how they operated. So is he implying that they operate by bugging in other situations? I remember getting knees.
The reason why I was saying I think – they were worried about...
This make you think Lane Kiffin has bugged some place before?
No, what I think...
Tennessee might believe that.
What I think the implication there is Lane had a habit of going, I know what you do. And I think the idea would be, let's not
actually give him ammunition.
Correct. Because the other side was doing the same thing of we know what you do too.
Right.
And I think that all kind of comes back to like tampering type allegations. And I mean, I do know a huge concern was having assistants that they knew were likely going to be LSU coaches recruiting the roster during the playoff run.
Which it makes it more impressive what Ole Miss was able to do last year. When you really think about...
Well, that's the other thing that is also interesting now about college football is a lot of times, like, player loyalty... Like, the defense was very loyal to Pete Golding. The offense had more loyalty to Kiffin and to those guys, but it did get to a point where one of kind of the rallying cries was, like, F him. Mm-hmm. And that kind of spewed over to both sides of the ball. But it was primarily more the defensive side of the ball.
Sure. But I'm looking at some of his quotes. I mean, it makes sense that there was different text threads, right? You had your group of a text thread with the current coaches that are
especially
know are
if you're
be there.
Doing negotiations and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, hey, like...
And having different staff meetings. All that stuff was logical stuff.
Like, yeah, you didn't know... Because you're also
doing...
It
harder, though. It does make it harder. And again, that goes back to... It was impressive that your coaching staff, that you kind of had some of them were like 1 foot out the door, but also like you had the other ones that were not 1 foot out the door have this level of paranoia. And because you're also scrambling, right?
Yep.
So you're scrambling, you got the paranoia, plus you're when really in this situation, you should all be focused just straight up on the games that are coming up. That should be it. But you're scrambling and you're paranoid.
Well, and you're trying to sign and retain players because they have to do that in December.
But there's also more incentive now for them to leave.
Correct.
That you're fighting against.
Well, and I think LSU is offering a lot of money.
Yes. So September 19th, for those who have not circled your calendar already. The Rebels, currently ranked number 9, hosting the LSU Tigers, currently ranked number 11, hosting them at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium right down the road, one of the biggest games in college football happening right here in the Memphis area on ABC, 6:30 local time as the kickoff on the 19th.
Related, not exactly an aside. This is definitely related to this. This is from Ross Dellinger as of 2:30.
Okay. Right,
so just a handful of minutes ago.
Yes.
I don't know if we covered this at all, but I guess this had been scheduled for weeks. But SEC presidents and ADs will convene in Birmingham on Tuesday, so tomorrow, for a 2-day meeting centering on an exploration into a conference-only governance model. The focus for now is on self-governance, not a competitive breakaway. But where this gets interesting, already seen as an unusual gathering, the meeting now takes on more significance as SEC leaders meet at a time of unrest. They must grapple with the eligibility situation where LSU may be violating the league's intra-conference transfer rule and NCAA policy banning pro players, which that's a fun note earlier with Daquan Wright specifically. He was actually signed to a contract.
Correct.
With guaranteed money on the table for that. The only reason he was with Cleveland is because he was waived by the Eagles and the Cleveland picked up his contract.
Correct.
So that kind of ties in there. The meeting's original intent focuses on the move to create conference-only rules and enforcement, which we have seen plenty of times across other leagues going on right now. Transfers, eligibility cap, etc., as a way to avoid legal challenges. For now, most view this as a governance breakaway and not a move to compete only against its own members. It's not clear, but unlikely, that substantial decisions will be made. The meeting is expected to feature presentations and serious discussion on both the continued effort to pass federal legislation and self-governance.
So I think the first question will be, is they're going to try to figure out, I assume they're going to take the pulse of, should, I think this is the interesting question. Let's say 15 schools vote to adhere to the policy and one doesn't. What happens if the one school that doesn't says, we're going to continue the legal battle? Because we did kind of see, it's a little bit different, but we kind of saw this with the Big 12. Now, obviously, the leverage situation is a little different. The Big 12 and Brett Yormark are in a tough spot with Texas Tech because Texas Tech is their best opportunity at having a national contender. So you're having to make it seem like you're appeasing the rest of your league when you also know in reality the better Texas Tech is, the better it is for you. With the SEC, you clearly, LSU's a massive brand. Now, what is the threat? I mean, LSU's probably not picking up a Big Ten invite. So, like, when you're trying to weigh it out in terms of the leverage of the situation, but then you come to this point of what is worth fighting, because I think Kentucky is going to have at least one basketball player.
That played in the G League?
Not in the G League, but would So not playing in the G League, but one player that is only has eligibility through a court decision.
Right.
Now, I don't believe the guy from Missouri went and played pro.
Not to my recollection. And we are talking about players that... See, this is still where it gets tricky. When we talk about professional contracts,
correct,
we are talking about professional American...
It does seem like what we're actually concerned with is domestic contracts.
Correct.
Domestic professional leagues.
Not talking about which... The James Nagy situation was a little different because he actually got drafted in the NBA, but he never played in the G League, never signed an NBA contract.
Correct.
He immediately went and played overseas.
Correct. He did play professionally, but not domestically.
Correct. So I think... Even to that, like with whatever they end up discussing and coming down with, if anything, which from what Ross is saying, for this week, probably not a whole lot, maybe just some general statements that come out of it. I think wording, phrasing, and like how it's actually going to be implemented within the league is going to be really, really important.
Well, and then you also run into the bigger picture, which is, the more policy we set, the more we could wind up being at a competitive disadvantage.
Right.
Because while the Big Ten's not partaking, if the Big Ten doesn't have this policy where you're going to get schools sit there and go, well, if we're not going to take them and they'll go to the Big Ten, then all of a sudden, why are we putting ourselves at a disadvantage?
Right.
So if you're Kiffin, do you bug the room or not for these meetings in Birmingham? That's the question.
Do you even have to bug the room?
I was going
to
say, I feel like his AD or president is going to be in the room, so he can just put his phone
get
on
a
the
report
table.
Back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you need to ask him to wear a wire.
No, just set your phone on the table and
right, just
you can report
have it
that
going,
way.
Yeah.
Correct. But like one thing that I do think is, so far, the SEC has had some policy that could theoretically put them at a disadvantage. So, for instance, use the example of, remember when Nico leaves Tennessee?
Yes.
Where Team Nico really screwed up was by waiting till the point they did, they thought they were going to use the shortened timeline as a motivational force to give them leverage to have Tennessee pay up. But what they really screwed themselves by, it was outside of the time allotted window that allowed you to transfer to another SEC school. You are, if you do it within the right time window, you can go from Alabama to LSU, right, LSU to Ole Miss, Georgia to South Carolina, you can do all that. But Nico waited until that window had expired, and so he didn't have...
There was no leverage of another SEC team getting involved.
Correct.
It was essentially Tennessee bidding against themselves, and they weren't going to do that.
And no SEC team jumped in. Now, you could make the argument maybe that's some type of indictment on Nico. Maybe like, but
yeah, we've seen UCLA, there
were,
man.
Well, there were other teams that were quarterback needy enough that I think would have taken the shot.
Yeah.
And that policy did keep them from doing it, and no one challenged it. Now the question becomes, if you're at the point, like, is this a pure apples-to-apples comparison? Because where it is a pure comparison is, it was a policy that existed in the league, but not in other leagues. So Nico transferred to UCLA and was eligible immediately.
Right.
But Nico could not transfer within the conference. So it was a conference penalty or a conference policy. Is it in like the same realm of motivational policy? Like, could it change your behavior?
I mean, there is also the question that we've kept bringing up. Does a court ruling supersede policy, driven by a conference?
I think that's the first question they're going to try to figure out is, even if the court says that you cannot prevent them from playing, can our league policy say
you can play, just not here?
Or something along the lines of, we're not preventing him. Yeah, kind of the same thing. Like, we're not preventing the student athlete from participating, but he's not eligible to participate in our league. But also then it becomes the question of, does that violate the restraining order?
I mean, you could argue no. I mean, like we looked at last week, the Patriot League does this, and there's not been a challenge to that. I recognize it's the Patriot League, not the SEC. I get the difference there. But at the same time...
Well, I think the question would be, it's not necessarily... Forget, because you bring up a point of, this is a specific example of a league that says you cannot do this. I think the real question would be is there language in the restraining order?
Right.
Like, so no, like there was a Villanova player that challenged it, but I don't know if he challenged, like, was there language that he could have gotten that even the Patriot League would have said that forces our hand? I think that's the real question, is they're going to try to figure out if these restraining orders force their hand. Or is there a way to self-govern?
Right. With your member institutions.
Correct.
I mean, that's what I'd be trying to figure out. So it makes sense to have these meetings. And it makes sense for the SEC. That's what because there's an opportunity with this lack of true understanding of where we stand with everything on what should be and shouldn't be legally, that if you make your own rules, you know, and try to put them in effect, you could at least have something to present when the time comes that something could come to bear. It's like it could maybe prevent laws from happening, or at least give you something to base things off of.
I also keep wondering this.
We got games this week, though, Jeffrey.
Well, like, Daquan is a good player.
Sure.
Yep. They also have Tre'Davious Walker.
A preseason All-American.
Correct. Like, is all of this... I mean, I guess at a certain point, it's like, anybody that can help will take. But it's like, I just keep wondering, like, at a certain point, it's like, is it all worth all of this?
Right, exactly. What expense are we doing here?
Like, what's the cost-benefit analysis?
Even to that point...
The time back in for this whole segment, right? Like, it's, like should... Is it worth bugging...
Correct. Like,
the office, if you're going to get caught... He didn't get caught. There was just suspicion. But yeah, is this worth it? With the damage that you can do across the board next time you're going to be on the other side of it? Possibly.
I really wonder.
If it happens again.
Well, I mean, there's also the question of by being this aggressive, that then motivates people to like start aggressively going after you.
Correct.
I wonder why the NFL didn't make a harsher decision on this.
So
I recognize that the NFL, like, they are separate institutions. I get that.
Yeah, but you're not the only person that's asked this. I think there is a belief amongst legal scholars that it is a position by the NFL that protects themselves by not getting involved.
Sure,
they don't open themselves up to
the complete hand up. We're not a part of this. We don't want to deal with it.
It's not our league. It's not our problem. Like, there's that. I think that there's the belief that it is a legal decision rather than it is a like moral or standing up for what's right. Falls in line with what you would expect from the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not even necessarily thinking of it that way as much as it is we have this player who is signed an NFL contract, a binding contract, unless he wants to go out of his way and terminate it
and went to training camp.
The money back. Went to multiple training camps.
Yeah.
He set more than one.
OTAs.
Right. He's
been a professional since April.
So, like, well, for one, he could probably make the Browns, if we're being honest. The only real tight end in front of us is Harold Fannin. But even beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. The reason why he wants to go is because he's getting paid more at LSU than he would get in the NFL.
Oh, 100%.
All right, so Jeff, let's wrap this up. And like, should he play and will he play? Is he going to play for LSU?
Should he play? No. Will he play? My guess is yes.
All right, I'm kind of on the same boat on that.
Yeah.
Not great.
I mean, Rosenhaus has been an NFL agent for what? 40 years, 30 something years, like
God forever.
The fact that they're going through this, like, I don't think they would be going down this route if they thought this was like not going to happen.
They've got a judge in Baton Rouge is going to.
Well, it's just I Rosenhaus, like that's a professional operation. I think if they even thought it was like coin flippy, I don't think they pursue it this aggressively.
Right, but they feel like they've got a case, which is to push it this far.
Yeah, but like to me, like
make this move to get here, like stop us, try to stop us.
I just don't think it is that unreasonable to be like, you made the decision to go pro, you're a professional.
I know, but the gray area comes into the fact that they are getting paid, so you're kind of already a professional in college as well. So like,
yeah,
it's
but
like, what's the difference? One is you have to enroll in class, and the other one you don't.
Well, the other one though is you become an employee of the NFL.
Right. But there's a gray area.
But
in
being
college
to me, being now. A being an employee of the NFL is different than getting paid by
it's different.
Rep share, whatnot. Like,
it's different, and I agree with you. But it's different. But by how much? Like, there's not a really.
No, I mean, I feel like I've been arguing. It's been professional sports for longer than anyone. But like, I do think you lose the right to play in this league when you make the decision to play in the NFL.
That's how it's been historically.
But to your point, this is where the lack of foresight, the lack of really the ability to come up with
a true universal understanding of the laws
or policy,
of the land.
Like,
like
enforceable policy.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir. But yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
All right, boys, for today's Don't Tell These Story, tell your story. Rob Manfred was at the Little League game last night for Major League Baseball, took some questions, and of course he was asked about the looming labor dispute. Look, our goal is to make a deal. We want to make a deal. We want to play baseball next year. We're planning on playing baseball next year. I feel like he's like leaving out a lot of the we want to play baseball, but on our terms.
Right. I saw the Little League game was this weekend, right?
Yeah,
Major League Baseball was last night. They sent the very kid-friendly Brewers name. The name, like, what's this team? What does Brewers mean, Daddy? Yeah, well.
Listen.
Well, they're brewing coffee?
There's lots of ways to brew coffee.
Things you can brew.
Lots of things that
you
can brew.
Sure, that's what they're named after. You're sending the beer team to the Little League game.
Want to thank CJ Hurt for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.